I mean, do you look at this? I mean, you can really separate yourselves this week, you know, in the division, you know, in general, but particularly in the division. Do you look at that, at the opportunity you have here? You know, you finally got the first conference or division win yesterday. Now you go to Dallas and really separate yourselves. Do you look at that possibility?
Definitely. I mean, it's a division game for us. We understand that it's a division opponent, and we have to, you know, we have to be ready to play. I mean, Dallas is, you know, they always play up for us. Giants, Cowboys is always a big game, so we want to come in and match their level of intensity. They're coming off a solid win against Carolina, and you know, we want to be able to match their intensity and come out firing.
And they've already guaranteed they're going
to
win.
Of course, that's what they do. So we're just, you know, we're going there and play our game, and understand it's going to take a good week of practice. Seeing them on film one more time and making our adjustments.
What was some of the reaction from your friends, family, fans?
After yesterday? It was all positive, obviously. It was, you know, a lot of people saying thank you for, I guess I saved the day in some way, shape, or form. But it was just all positive stuff, man. It was a good feeling, to say the least, going home, watching the TV copy when I get home. And it was some good things being said, so it was cool.
Victor, the numbers are up, the touchdowns are up and everything, but the big play, like you made so many last year, like you made at the end of the game, you really sense teams are just trying incredibly hard to take that away, and it's more difficult to get the real big play over the top for you?
Most definitely. I mean, teams are doing a good job of keeping the safety in my area and keeping, you know, doing things coverage-wise to keep me away from making the big play. But I think I've done a good job this year of taking advantage of those opportunities when we get the chance to get a big play called and I make the right read like I did yesterday, and Eli's looking for it, and we're taking advantage of it. So it's good to see, and you know, although it's not as many as last year, so far at least, we'll see how it goes.
I mean, you still think that, you know, I mean, you don't want to give up anything, right? And, you know, you have been patient, but you think, hey, you know, especially with Hakeem getting better, that maybe, you know, we can still make these big plays.
Most definitely. You know, Hakeem is, you know, I was really impressed with him yesterday. He came and made some good plays, and he's showing strides of getting back to his normal self, so that's always positive for us. And, you know, with him back out there, teams can't just key in on one guy and have a specific coverage to stop one person. So, you know, those big play opportunities are going to be there. It's just a matter of us being able to take advantage of them and making the best of them.
You looked up at the screen yesterday, right, you know, to see the maneuver. Now, you did that a bunch last year, right? Was this the first time this year you were able to get that freedom to kind of look up there and, you know,
A little bit. I was a little bit ahead of the coverage when I caught the ball, so I just wanted to look up and kind of see how far back they were. I mean, I couldn't, you know, to turn around, it would kind of slow me down a little bit, so I was able to look up and kind of see where they were. That's kind of why I veered to the right initially when I caught the football, and the defender dove and whatnot, and I took it in for six. But definitely looking up, it's been useful.
Victor, given that they've taken away the big, big play all day long, when you guys go out onto the field with about a minute and a half to go, are you thinking it's going to be one big play that gets you the touchdown? Are you guys thinking you're going to chink it down the field?
We're definitely thinking, you know, just get first downs. We're thinking just move the ball as quickly as possible and try to get ourselves in range for, you know, at the very least a field goal to tie the game and take it, you know, take it to overtime. But you know, the big play is—it's always there. The opportunities are always there, but you never—you know—you don't know that they're going to come like that. So, you know, we were fortunate enough to find a weakness in their coverage and take advantage of it.
You said you made the right read. What are you seeing that makes it the right read?
I'm just seeing, you know, the middle of the field kind of opened up as I was going through my route, and I got a few different options on that specific play, and I just saw the middle field open up, so I just took it vertical. And, you know, and Eli read it the same way I did.
There's no signals or anything to you. You just have to count on you and Eli reading the same thing, right?
Exactly.
So there's a chance that you could have cut out to the right and he could have thrown it deep. And
It could have easily just been a first down play or something like the first down catch, and you know, we would have chalked it up to the next play. But, you know, any chance I get, you know, I don't get many opportunities to kind of that middle of the field open up like that and me run through nowadays, so whenever I see that, I'm definitely taking advantage of it.
How aware are you that he got plastered on that play, like a split second after he
threw it? I saw that. You know, once I went home and watched it, I saw that he got hit as soon as he threw that one. So it was definitely crazy and a great throw by him. But I was just happy I came away with that catch.